I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Beekeepers and bee researchers across the U.S. have filed a petition with the EPA warning of the dangers of re-registering the neonicotinoid family of insecticides. The Pollinator Stewardship Council has filed comments, including letters from bee scientists and thousands of keepers who say neonicotinoids are one of the primary causes of colony loss over the last 15 years. Beth Conry, owner of Bee Squared Apiaries in Berthoud, Colorado, is VP and treasurer of the Pollinator Stewardship Council. She says growers often must buy seed coated with the pesticides, but
if I was pollinating your crop and the act of pollination killed your crop, would you allow that to continue to happen? But that's what happens every year in the American beekeeping industry. We kill 35 to 40% of our bees. You look at the data that's collected on summer losses, when things should be absolutely thriving, and they're not. And I don't know how much we can keep writing off to things like Varroa mites or cell towers.
The Pollinator Stewardship Council says the economic value of pollination services in the U.S. is estimated at $20 to $30 billion annually. The Colorado Department of Agriculture states that neonics are no more or no less toxic to pollinators than other insecticides. However, they have been singled out because of their widespread use and systemic properties. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.